from Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. Here's Jimmy Kimmel!
So, you know, sometimes I feel like we look around at the world, we see all the negatives, the advancements we make can also move us backwards. The things that are supposed to make our lives better oftentimes make it worse. But it's also important to acknowledge and appreciate the marvels that come from the human mind, these ideas. I mean, we're on television right now. There are miracles that happen around us every day. Yesterday, we saw an elderly actor who played Captain Kirk get launched into actual space. And we're all just like, yeah, okay, whatever. And the other science news, the White House is telling states to prepare to vaccinate kids. Biden says children aged 5 to 11 could be eligible to get their shots in just a few weeks, which will undoubtedly result in a whole new wave of outrage from parents who don't realize their kids are already vaccinated against a dozen other infectious diseases. But I will say this, my kids won't get the shot. My kids are anti-vaxxers. They, when it comes to getting shots, they're like two little Kyrie Irvings. They won't do it. Maybe we should have Santa give the shots. I mean, the timing is right. Deputize mall Santas to do this for us. Roll up your sleeve or there'll be no Hatchimals this year. Are kids still into Hatchimals?
No.
Anyway, put this one on Santa. You know, President Biden has been doing what he can to get people to get the shots, but that hasn't stopped the succubi in Trump land from blaming him for the fact that people are reluctant to get vaccinated. Kellyanne Conway crawled out of the toilet last night to make this, even for her, incredible statement.
President Trump's administration under Operation Warp Speed, we handed over three approved vaccines to Biden-Harris. All they had to do was run a marketing campaign. That's all they had to do. We did the science part.
She still got it. I guess she forgot the part where her boss told everyone to drink bleach and not worry about it. But meanwhile, the angry orange baby's throwing another fit over the election. He can't admit he lost. He wrote, if we don't solve the presidential election fraud of 2020, which we have thoroughly and conclusively documented, Republicans will not be voting in 22 or 24, is the single most important thing. I know, I'm confused also. It's like, did Nancy Pelosi write this for him? It seems like he's telling Republicans not to vote. And of course, this brings up the age-old question, which is, how do you solve a problem you made up? That's not the only nutty message Trump's sending around. This is a real email from his campaign. Fauci is a Grinch, in all caps. He is trying to cancel Christmas. And if you donate to his campaign, you get free How Fauci Stole Christmas stickers to let everyone know you will not be controlled and will not let Fauci steal Christmas. This man is a doctor. He's like, what? Why am I? This is their new theme, though, is the Grinchy Democrats want to take your Christmas away.
Can this administration guarantee that holiday packages will arrive on time?
We are not the Postal Service or UPS or FedEx. We cannot guarantee.
No guarantees in life. The Grinch has nothing on these people. Biden and the Democrats are going to be stealing our children's future. Just like the Grinch in the middle of the night, slithering around those presents, taking everything in sight.
I have a feeling she didn't read all the way to the end of the book. Despite Fox's best efforts, Joe Biden stealing Christmas is not what most Americans are worried about right now, not even in the top five. They did a survey using Google searches to identify the most common fears in each state. None of them are the Grinch. This is basically a phobia map. This America's top fear across the board was failure. That's a real map they made. But when you break it down, in New York, the biggest fear was intimacy. Specifically, the fear of intimacy with Andrew Cuomo. In Wyoming, the biggest fear is clowns. Maybe because that's where Kanye spends a lot of time, I don't know. Montana's number one phobia was fear of people, which is like, it's like the least populated state. There's like two people who live there. I guess they're scared of each other, I don't know. Florida's number one fear is blood, and the number one fear in every other state is Florida. Here in California, this is interesting. Number one is blood, too. In California, well, I would have guessed gluten. Right now is the time of year when your new ageist friends proceed with caution. Whenever anything goes wrong, around this time of year, people say, well, Mercury's in retrograde. It's one of those things you hear a lot about, but I wonder if anyone has any idea of what that means. So we went out in the street and asked pedestrians to explain this phenomenon known as Mercury in retrograde, and this is what we learned.
As I'm sure you know, the planet Mercury went into retrograde recently. Can you tell us what Mercury in retrograde means?
Okay, it's something about the space and how it affects, like, the moon and the how the stars align.
Can you explain Mercury in retrograde to me like I'm 5 years old?
Yes, it sucks. The Mercury in retrograde sucks all the planets down.
Keep going.
Into a hole.
What is retrograde exactly?
It means that the moon?
Mercury.
And Mercury's on the other side of the planet, okay? They are switched sides. They're on opposite sides. Usually we'd be on the other side. Now Mercury is on the side where we can view it, and the moon is in back of it, okay?
Okay. Can you explain what retrograde is?
I don't know, just like a lot of big life changes I noticed in some of my friends' life. They were going into life changes. Not to get into astrology or anything like that.
No, get into it.
She said get into that.
You said you're into astrology?
Yeah, a little bit, but not heavily.
What's your sign?
A Taurus.
Okay, cool. I'm an equestrian.
Nice.
A lot of people are upset that Joe Biden didn't do more to prevent Mercury from going into retrograde. What do you think about that?
I believe he could have did something. You know, all of the stuff that we got these days, technologies, smartphones, they got, you know, space police and stuff. So I'm pretty sure they could have did something.
Joe Biden and Mercury, I mean, that's technically intergalactic politics if you believe in anything like that. Like,
I do.
With NASA and the, there's intergalactic monetary system. I do know that.
I think Joe Biden should, like, chill on some of this stuff. Maybe, like, get the government out of involved and have regular parameters by the people.
And what do you think the people of Mercury would say about that?
I think the people of Mercury would agree.
They have just as much access to the universe as we do. You know, I'm not special because mom and dad had sex here. And then someone else's mom and dad had sex in Mercury. And now I own this planet because I'm.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. So recently the planet Mercury went into retrograde. Did you see that when it happened? Were you looking at the sky? Wasn't that crazy?
Yes. And I have actually a story about that. Yesterday I almost got abducted by a spaceship.
By a spaceship.
It's hovering over me, like gliding towards me. And I started talking to it because aliens are smart. You know what I'm saying? They could telepathically come. It's coming. I said, nah. And I said, hey, y'all ain't abducting me. Don't come play that. I have pictures. This is what it looked like when I first walked outside of my house.
Can you zoom in a little bit on it? Wait, I'm sorry. Is that the Goodyear blimp?
You know, spaceships can cloak into, like, airplanes and blimps and stuff that, you know, and even disappear into the sky. And then this is a picture of the sun that day.
Whoa, that's crazy.
That was really the end of it. I was just glad I didn't get abducted because I know it's crazy hearing this story now, but just imagine if I would have came and been like, I was abducted, you know? Mercury retrograde been hard for me.
Please be careful.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.